You were just listening to the Noel Enough of Sleep, My Friends by French composer Nathalie Corday, who lived from around 1610 until 1663. In our performance, we heard members of La Camera de la Lacrime, and that was from an Alpha compact disc. Once again, music by Nathalie Corday.
WPRB is supported by the Princeton Record Exchange, an independent record store with over 100,000 new and used LPs, CDs, and DVDs in stock. Located at 20 South Tulane Street in downtown Princeton, the Princeton Record Exchange carries the latest new releases and reissues, rarities and collectibles, rock, jazz, classical, movies, TV shows, and more. They will also purchase your music and movies for cash and put them into the hands of people who will appreciate them all over again. For more information, call 609-921-0881. Find them on Facebook or visit them online at prex.com. WPRB is supported by Rego Arts and Auction Center in Lambertville, New Jersey, specializing in New Hope design for over two decades. Rego's January 19th through 21st auctions will feature designs by Paul Evans, George Nakashima, Phil Powell, and more, including select works by Philadelphia-born master metalworker Albert Paley, direct from the artist's studio. Catalogs will be available online beginning on January 2nd. Learn more at www.regoarts.com. That's RAGOARTS.com.
Well, Well, good morning. The time is 6 minutes after 8 on Monday, December 18th, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM, or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to Treasures of Early Music. I am your host of this program, Marvin Rosen, and will be with you today until 11 o'clock. Now, 1 week from today, Christmas Day, I will not be here, but John Solomon will, and will be in the middle of his 25-hour holiday radio show. It begins at 5 p.m. on Sunday, December 24th, and lasts until 6 p.m. on Christmas Day. Again, I will not be here on Monday, but I would like to let you know that I will be featuring little-known holiday music on Sunday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. This will be a special 12-hour mini-marathon, which will emphasize the music of the medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque periods. Again, this will be on Christmas Eve between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. right here on WPRB. Well, today we are focusing, as we did last week, on Christmas music from the medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque periods. Hope you are enjoying today's program of early holiday music, which continues now with this.
Thank you.
That was the very beautiful setting of Ave Maria by the Italian composer Pietro Paolo Bencini, who lived from around 1670 until 1755 and was Maestro di Cappella at several churches in Rome. In our performance, you heard members of A Sei Voci conducted by Bernard Fabregarus. Once again, that was the Ave Maria by Pietro Paolo Bencini. Well, later this hour, we will be listening to a favorite work of mine for the holiday season, the Christmas Cantata, Troppo e Vero, by Italian composer Alessandro Stradella. For now, though, let's go to Germany and listen to a selection by Johann Scheller, who lived from 1648 until 1701. He studied with Heinrich Schütz and was a cantor of the St. Thomas Choir of Leipzig from 1677 until 1701. We listen to the choral cantata, Vom Himmel kam der Engel Schar, as performed by La Cappella Ducale, along with members of Musica Fiorita, conducted by Roland Wilson. And this selection comes from a Deutsche Harmonia Mundi compact disc titled Johann Scheller, Baroque Christmas Music.
Thank you.
That was music of German composer Johann Schelle, who lived from 1648 until 1701, and that was his choral cantata, Vom Himmel kam der Engel Schar, as performed by members of La Capella Ducale, along with members of Musica Fiorita, conducted by Roland Wilson. Once again, music of Johann Schelle. Well, I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on Treasures of Early Music. The address of my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's program, will be posted on my website by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's Marvin Rosen at classicaldiscoveries.org. Well, we move on now to A Beautiful Gem by the great Claudio Monteverdi. Music by the great Italian composer Claudio Monteverdi, who lived from 1567 until 1643. From the composer's Selva Morale e Spirituale, you just heard Jesu Redemptor Omnium, as performed by tenor John Elwes, along with members of La Fenice, and that was from Volume 5 of the Heritage of Monteverdi series on the Ricercar label. And I have to admit that that is one of my favorite CDs of early holiday music. The time is 8:29 and we stay in Italy as we move on now to a major work of Alessandro Stradella, who lived from 1639 until 1682. He lived for periods of time in Modena, Venice, Rome, and Florence, and is considered to be one of the finest composers of chamber cantatas, of which 174 survive. Altogether, he composed over 300 works. We listen now to the Christmas cantata, Ah, Troppo è Vero. In our performance, the vocal soloists are Gino Orlandini, Cettina Cadello, Rodolfo Malacarne, Maria Grazia Ferracini, and James Loomis. We also hear in our performance members of Società Cameristica di Lugano, and the conductor is Edwin Lohr. We listen now to the Christmas cantata, Ah, Troppo è Vero, by an Italian composer, Alessandro Stradella, and this was recorded back in 1971.
Thank you. Thank you. nel suol gli antri più chiusi ed è fatto i segreti or sia andelosi. Thank you.
Thank you. ferito a piede del maestoso infante, offriam d'affetto mil voti battede, che dalle sacre piante del regnator dell'Etra supplicante desir, supplicante desir, mercè.